It's Perek Daled, Mishnah Ches. This is total non sequitur, but just, since you're mentioning, five prutas, there's another place, there's five chumshin. Chamisha chumshin hen, which in English translates into, there are five fifths. Not surprisingly, right? But there are five places in halacha, five categories of places, where there's a halacha of chomesh, where your person needs to add a fifth. And let me remind you what a fifth means here. A fifth means 25%. Yes, I know it's counterintuitive, but it means that, let's say, for example, if I misappropriated or damaged or stole whatever it is, if I need to be most of a chomesh, to add a chomesh means to add a fifth one. So, for example, the first case will be ha'ochel truma. And actually, there's going to be five different kinds of truma. Truma, this first category is the truma and truma related things. There are five of them, as it happens, but just truma is one of the five categories also. So if truma is the food that's separated first to give to a kohen, it's an iser for a zeir non-kohen to eat it. If he does, he has a chiyuv. First of all, misa b'dei shemayim. If he does, that's bad news. It's on purpose. There's an accident. He has to make restitution by returning back the grapes that he ate, and he has to add a chomesh, a fifth. So that means that if I ate four of your grapes, I have to give you back four grapes plus one. I have to add a fifth, 25%. So that then applies to truma. If I accidentally eat truma, and not just that, the example I gave you is truma gadol the first time, but there's also truma's meiser. Truma's meiser is after I take off my 2% to give to the Kohen, then I'm going to give 10% of what's left. And I had 100 grapes, I give 2 to the Kohen, and then we'll call it 100,000 grapes for a second, for simplicity's sake. Or forget it, we have 100 liters, that's better. 100 liters of wine. So first I take 2 liters off, give it to the Kohen. That's my truma. I'm left with 98 liters. Of that, I give 10%, i.e. 9.8 liters of wine to Levi. Okay? Now, the Levi has 9.8 liters of wine. He has to give a full tenth of what he has to a Kohen. So he's going to give 0.98 liters. And that is called Trumas Meiser, and has the exact same dinim. That 0.98 liters of wine that's in the Levi's hand that goes to Kohen has the exact same dinim as Truma. That's why Mesechus Trumos, one shot was called Trumos because there are multiple different kinds of Truma. The second kind is the Trumas Meiser. Same dinim exactly. And therefore, if a person eats Trumas Meiser, that the Levi is supposed to give, if he eats it on accident, he has to return back the 0.98, the wine he drank, adding in the fifth, meaning 25% more. I'm asking to figure out what 25% of 0.98 is. I can't do it in my head. Maybe I could. He has to give 1.245, right? Exactly. Right. Very good. Anyways, next. Utrumas Meiser Shel Demai, the third category of, in the subcategory of Meiser, is Trumas Meiser Shel Demai. Same dinim apply. The dinim we're talking about Demai, you remember from Mesechus Demai, that in the time of the beginning of the Bai Sheni, they did a survey and they said, people, Amaratzim, people of Ameha Aretz, they don't, simple people, many of them don't take the tithes properly. They think foolishly that they do take off Truma Gedola, they take off the first tithe for the Kohen before they sell their, on the street corner, before they sell their grapes. They would never sell to the public untied grapes. That's going to poison them, that they're going to die from that, because that's the Misa B'dei Shemayim. They're not going to do that. But they'll say, okay, but they leave the Meiser in, because the Meiser, they figure, Meiser's just to a Levi, it's not us to eat anyways, and, they're not going to get involved. A minority of people do that. The problem is, although Meiser is mutter to eat, as he paskin, embedded in the Meiser is the Trumas Meiser. So the rabbi said, at least Midura Banan, you have this tithe old produce from Amaretz as da mai, what is it? You know what it is? This, what is it? Da, this, mai, what its status is? And therefore you have to tithe the Midura Banan to get out that Trumas Meiser. Again, because of Hamotzim Achavero of Araya, you'll be able to eat the Meiser components of it, but the Trumas Meiser has to be extracted out. So the point is, the Amaretzim think that if they haven't given it to Levi, the halachas of Trumas Meiser haven't kicked in. They're wrong. It has kicked in. And therefore, you have to tithe it, Medur Banan. And if you ate that on accident, you have to be most of a chomesh, adding a 25%, even though it's Medur Banan. That's the third. The fourth is v'achala. Chala is another kind of thing that has a status the same as Truma. Chala is the bit of the dough that you take off when you're making dough. If you have a large supply of dough, the halacha between 1.2 and 1.7 kilograms is the bottom threshold. People don't make a bracha on that stage, but they do mafresh challah. Past 1.7 kilos, they're ready to say a bracha when they take it. That dough goes to the Kohen. And if a person eats the dough, eats the loaf with having the dough taken, he's chayav to be most of a chomesh on the dough when he gives it to the Kohen. And the fifth of the truma category is the Bikurim. Bikurim are the first fruits of the seven species, Dafka. You have to bring them to Yerushalayim. If you remember Maseches Bikurim, you bring it all dolled up and bring it to the Beit HaMikdash there, and you wave it, and you thank Hashem. So the point is, if someone eats the Bikurim who's not a Kohen, he has to replace it and add a fifth of the 25%, the Chomesh of the value. Okay, that's all the things most of Chomesh. That's the first category, Truma, and it's, you know, in its old incarnations. Bikurim is called Truma, by the way, because in the Pasuk it's referred to as Trumas Yadcha by in Parshas Re'eh. Fine. Okay, the second of the five categories of things that have Chomesh are Netar Avayin and Maaser Sheni, which I'll explain outside first. Let's talk about Maaser Sheni for a second. We said in the previous mission, Maaser Sheni was that second tithe that you're supposed to take to your Yerushalayim to eat, or you can redeem it onto a coin. The point is, when you redeem it onto a coin, you don't just bring back the value of the coin, of the food, you actually have to add 25% to its value and have consumed that much more in Yerushalayim. Everything goes by Yerushalayim's prices, by the way, but the point is, if you had $100 of grapes you're going to redeem onto coins, you actually redeem it onto $125 of the coins to take to Jerusalem. That's the Chomesh. And Netar Ravai is the exact same din as Maaser Sheni, which is that in a tree's fourth year, which is a little complicated to calculate, but we discussed it in the very beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, but in a tree's fourth year, the first 3 years, it's Orla, you cannot eat its produce. But on its fourth year, you have to take the food up. It's the exact same dinim. Netar Ravai has the same dinim, l'halacha, as Maaser Sheni. You have to bring the fourth year produce and eat in Jerusalem. If you don't want to, you can redeem it onto a coin. If you redeem it onto a coin, you have to add 25%. The Chomesh, when you bring it to Jerusalem, you have to have coins worth 25% more than what it was redeemed, than what the produce was worth back at home. So for those two things, as in of Chomesh, you have to add 25% when you bring it to Yerushalayim. That's the second category of Chomesh. The words say, Hapoda Netar Ravai, if you redeem Netar Ravai produce onto a coin, Umaaser Sheni Shelo, or if it's your Maaser Sheni, Dafka Bada, it's yours. If you redeem someone else's produce, there's no Chomesh to be added, but if it's your produce, whether it's Netar Ravai or Maaser Sheni, most of Chomesh, you add 25% to the value. That's the second category. The third category is Hapoda Es Hekdesho. If you're one who redeems his own hekdesh, if you consecrate your own something, say my briefcase is to the base of Mikdash, they aren't in the business of dealing with briefcases, it's going to be sold to somebody else. But if I myself say, listen, I'll just redeem it and give the value of the briefcase to the base of Mikdash, when I'm poda as hekdesh, when I redeem the briefcase's value, I have to add 25% to its value and give that as a gift to Benek Dubai, to the base of Mikdash, a mosav chomesh. The fourth case is hanene b'shava pruta min hekdesh. We said just previously, in the previous Mishnah, the dinam me'ila is you get benefit from Beis HaMikdash property. Like, I decide to go on a ride on the back of one of the Beis HaMikdash's, you know, sheep or something. So that's no good. That's me'ila. So, whatever it is, I drink their wine, the story is. So if I drink their wine, I have to now, make restitution. I have to add, 25% to the value of the wine when I give it back to Beis HaMikdash, as well as, by the way, bring an asham me'ilas. And finally, Vagozlas Chaveo Shavapruta Vinishbalo. Remember we said if I stole something from you and then I swear I didn't, and then I admit I did. So I have to, not only do I have to go to the previous mission that said if it's worth a pruta, I have to go find you even in Madai and the end of the earth in Madai. I also have to, when I give it back to you, I have to also add 25% the chomish what I give back to you in my making restitution and getting kapara, as well as bringing the asham gazelis, the korban. But the point is here, I add 25% to what I stole from you, which I swore I didn't steal from you and then admitted I did lie about. All those five cases, most of Chomesh. So again, we'll just chaz that and we're done for today. The five cases of Chomesh are, number one, if you accidentally b'shogeg eat truma, when you pay back the coin, you add 25% to what you took. Number, whatever, all the five incarnations of truma, truma is maizerim, chala, and bikurim. And then, second is if you redeem your own Netar Ravai or Maaser Sheni, you have to bring it to Jerusalem and you add 25% to the coins that you bring to Jerusalem. The third case is if you redeem something you were Makdish. If it's me doing redeem my own Hekdish, then I add 25%. If you buy my briefcase from the base of Mikdash, you don't add 25%. But if I do my own, I add 25%. The fourth case was if you do benefit from the base of Mikdash's property, when you make restitution, you add 25%. Chomesh, and finally, if I steal from someone and then I lie about having stolen it, then I admit that I lied, the special restitution required to make amends for having lied under oath after stealing from you is to return the object in your hand wherever you are and add a chomesh 25% to the value of what I stole and what I lied about. Okay?